This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ticker symbol BRK off 1.1% today, closed at a nice round $420,000 a share. That is not a typo. BRK, of course, is Berkshire Hathaway, the A shares, Warren Buffett's holding company for, among other things, Benjamin Moore, the paint people, Duracell, Fruit of the Loom, and also the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, which I love because the idea of Warren Buffett investing in trains is just great, but also because it lets me make this turn. Buffett was once asked which economic indicator he would choose if he was stranded on a desert island with access to only one such indicator. And of all the possibilities, consumer confidence, inflation, unemployment, factory output, there are a zillion of them. Buffett chose freight rail traffic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the train desk today.
About 10 years ago, when my kids were little, we'd head to the train tracks a few blocks away and stare at the freight trains lumbering by. My kids grew out of their train fixation. I did not. I find myself at the tracks again, eyes glued to a passing CSX freight train loaded down with what looked like coal. The Association of American Railroads sends out weekly updates on rail traffic. It's a trade group for the freight lines. Ian Jeffries is the CEO.
What we move is the economy. It's the tangible economy. And so as the economy goes, rail goes. So when rail's doing well, that usually means the economy's running pretty strong.
Jeffrey says right now, rail is doing really well, especially what they call intermodal train traffic, when products travel in containers from ships to truck or train.
For the first half of 2021, so January through June, intermodal originations or intermodal traffic was the highest volumes we've ever seen.
Jeffries says intermodal train traffic was up more than 17% from the first half of last year. No surprise there, because train shipments fell off during the pandemic, like the rest of the economy. But intermodal train traffic was also more than 5% higher than 2019, which was a good year. These intermodal trains are brimming with the imported products consumers are demanding.
And this is a good sign.
Diana Furchgott-Roth is a former deputy at the Transportation Department, now teaching at George Washington University.
It's a good sign, first of all, that people have money to spend, and second, it's good that they have confidence to spend.
So the freight rail tea leaves are pointing squarely toward more economic growth, right? Actually, Furchgott-Roth says this year it's complicated. U.S. ports are backed up with a traffic jam of ships full of imports. And because of that whole intermodal thing, problems at the ports can cause problems on the rails. And shipments for the holidays are starting now. Furchgott-Roth says it could take longer for imported products to reach store shelves.
If we don't have enough goods shipped by rail, if the congestion continues, the prices will be higher.
Freight rail also tells us about U.S. exports. And right now, rail shipments of grain are down. Joseph Schofer says that's kind of weird since farmers are producing plenty. Schofer teaches civil and environmental engineering at Northwestern University. He says grain might also be caught up in the international shipping snag, or maybe it's a storage issue.
If you don't have enough storage, you can't move product and the system slows down or freezes up.
Schofer says rail shipments of other raw materials like ores, metals, and chemicals are up. He says they're going to U.S. factories, which are ordering a lot of supplies right now.
Because they have either expectations that they can sell more products or they have firm orders for more products.
Schofer says either way, it's a vote of confidence in the economy, pointing the way to more economic growth this fall. How much growth depends on, of course, COVID, but also how long it takes to unclog the ports and sort out storage issues and other bottlenecks that could cut into the rail shipments the economy needs to keep humming. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.